American students targeted again. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A gunman opened fire inside a high school in South St. Louis Monday, terrifying students.
Then when I started hearing gunshots, panic set into my heart. And we had like kids that were crying and stuff.
Police Chief Michael Sachs says the gunman in the country's latest school shooting killed a teacher and a student and wounded seven others.
The suspect in this incident is Orlando Harris. He's a black male, 19 years of age, and graduated from the high school last year. He lives in the 9,000 block of Pennsylvania with family members, and he has no prior criminal history.
Police shot and killed Harris inside the school. Meantime, in Michigan, a school shooter changes his plea.
Ethan Crumbly withdraws his insanity plea, telling a judge in Oakland County Court Monday that he's guilty of all 24 counts against him, including murder, assault with intent to commit murder, and terror. In the mass shooting at Oxford High School last year that left four students dead and seven others hurt. During the plea hearing, Crumbly also told the court he got the gun used in the attack from his parents, who also faced charges in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Penn State cancels an event with Proud Boys founder Gavin McInnes over threats of violence.
Ongoing protests leading to the university's decision to cancel the event over what it says was the threat of escalating violence. The university says police determined the cancellation was necessary in the interest of campus safety, adding that it finds McInnes's views abhorrent and saying that they don't align with the values of Penn State. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Dow gained 417 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Israeli army says its forces raided and destroyed an explosives lab this morning belonging to the Lion's Den militant group in the West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the firefight killed five Palestinians and injured 20. A skydiver in Tennessee dies after a pre-football game jump.
Officials describing it as a hard landing before a high school football game in Jonesboro, Tennessee. The man was performing the jump into Davy Crockett High School football stadium before their game against Daniel Boone High School Friday. The skydiver was airlifted to the hospital and a moment of silence was held. The game started after a delay. Washington County School Superintendent Jerry Boyd said the skydiver was a beloved husband, father, and grandfather. Jump Tennessee said in a statement the 55-year-old worked with the company and had performed more than 1,500 jumps over decades. The company said observers and witnesses did not notice anything unusual about the fall. Mental health professionals will be at both schools this week. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
Good news for vegetarians and vegans. You may soon see more Beyond Meat options at your local grocery store.
Plant-based protein company Beyond Meat is launching a Beyond Steak line to be sold at Kroger, Albertsons, Walmart, and other grocery stores nationwide. The company says the steak tips will contain 21 grams of protein per serving with no cholesterol and no added antibiotics or hormones. The Beyond Steak comes frozen. It was designed to have the flavor and texture of sliced steak tips. The plant-based protein company also recently launched Taco Bell's Beyond Carne Asada steak, which is in the test stages. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And the owner of Gold's Gym, Rainer Schaller, and his family are feared dead after a private plane crash in Costa Rica. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.